We're continuing our look at Acts chapter 19, verses 15 through 16. Now, we saw how there was a group of Jews traveling from town to town, casting out evil spirits, supposedly. And they tried to use the name of the Lord Jesus in an incantation, commanding, "In the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, come out." And the Bible tells us seven sons of a leading priest called Sceva were doing this. Now, evidently, these seven traveling exorcists had heard and learned of the gospel through some contact, most likely with the Apostle Paul, and perhaps they heard him preach, or perhaps they even saw him liberate people with demonic problems. So it seems likely that they watched this and decided to adopt Paul's particular method. Well, let's see what happens. In verse 15, we read, "One day, the evil spirit answered them, 'Jesus I know, and I know about Paul, but who are you?'" Previously, Luke told us about the sons of Sceva's method for what we call adjuration. Luke, of course, records, as we read, they would say, "In the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out." Now, Old Testament Jews, of course, did not say the name of Yahweh out loud. It was called the ineffable name, and this included rabbis. When they wrote God's name, they would use alternate names for Yahweh. This was because God's covenant name was deemed too holy to be pronounced by humans. There was only one exception to this rule. As F.F. Bruce points out, quote, "The Jewish high priest was the one man who was authorized to pronounce the otherwise ineffable name, and this he did once a year in the course of the service prescribed for the Day of Atonement." If Sceva was indeed a Jewish priest, or if he claimed that for himself, he may well have used God's name in his exorcisms. As Bruce also points out, such a person would therefore enjoy high prestige among magicians. In the case of Sceva's sons, they were not using the ineffable name. They were employing Jesus' name in their attempt to imitate Paul's exercising ministry. We do not know how many times Sceva's sons used Paul's formula in their alleged ministry. Again, if we look at Luke's opening words to this story, it seems that they had been doing it for some time, because he says some Jews who went about driving out evil spirits tried to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those who were demon-possessed. I have mentioned that Sceva's sons were not the first Jews to attempt exorcisms. Even Jesus recognized that these activities were taking place in his era. He said to the Jews, "If I drive out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your people drive them out? So then they will be your judges." Some have sought to dismiss Jesus' question as theoretical, but that doesn't fit the context here, does it? As Dr. Ellicott put it, our Lord's question indeed requires for its logical validity the admission that the children of the accuser did really cast out demons, and that not by Beelzebub. In the case of Sceva's sons, they must have seen some tangible proof that the name of Jesus was indeed effective in driving out demonic powers. And the only place that I can see where they could have seen this was in Paul's ministry at Ephesus. And so they are mimicking something that they have seen in Paul's ministry. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.